So it sounds like to me you can get into a lot of trouble if you accidentally program a certain frequency you're not supposed to program into it.
Yeah, you can. Well, it's got DMR, F something. It's got that in it. It's 2 meter 440. It has 10 meter in it. For a matter of fact, I programmed it earlier today, and it had 20 meters. So, yeah, I wanted to find out where it could go. It goes a long, long ways. And there's a lot of stuff you can buy for that radio. You can get it's even upper and lower sideband. You can get the thing for it and put it in the radio. And because it comes strictly upper sideband, but you can get the board to put in there to go back and forth to lower sideband, and there's an expansion module you can also get for it. And it's all cheap. The one board for it's only like $17.
All right, I'll definitely keep in mind, but yeah, I'm at the point right now where it's like I can't get anything, at least not for a few more weeks, because I started my new job, and then they forgot to tell me that they bumped my start date up a week, so I quit my last job a week before had I known, I would not have quit the week I did, so it was like, now I got to go 2 more weeks without a paycheck, so I'm like, I'm hanging on there, hanging on, we're going to make it, but yeah, I'm not in a position to buy radios of any type right now.
There you go. Yeah, well, when you do, you can look it up. You know, look it up on the Internet. And it's just a Quan Sing radio, and it's a little small handheld. I mean, it's just a little tiny thing, but it does a lot.